sir. I am behind my time, sir.
You are indeed. Step this way, Mr. Fletcher, please.
It's only once a year, sir. It won't be repeated. I was making rather merry yesterday, sir.
I'm sure you were. Well, we won't beat about the bush, my friend. I'm not going to stand this sort of thing any longer. Which leaves me no alternative but to raise your salary. I haven't taken leave of my senses, Bob. I've come to them. From now on, I want to try to help you to raise that family of yours. If you'll let me.
So that was the... Oh! So if you hadn't seen that, first of all, shame on you. Secondly, that is the 50s version of A Christmas Carol, starring Alistair Sim as Ebenezer Scrooge. And that's toward the end when Bob is kind of inching his way very quietly back into the counting house the day after Christmas, being late because he had spent such a great time the day before with his family. We may sort of identify with that. In fact, at the 8:15 service, we noticed that there were lots of people who kind of came in a little bit after we had started. I later found out we started a little bit early, but we still had quite a few people kind of coming in, you know, at about 8:30 or so. But it's kind of a disorienting time, right? You know, not just because Christmas Eve and now New Year's Eve both are on a Sunday, but it's just kind of that post-Christmas reality, right? You know, we kind of stumble back into our normal lives, not necessarily firing all cylinders. We may get to places a little bit late. We're not really thinking about, you know, how do I get back into the normal swing of things? Maybe because we don't want to, or just because of reality, it's hard to make that shift back. Now, that might be for some of us. Maybe for others of us, the day after Christmas is, in fact, a very relieving time. Perhaps we are able to breathe that sigh of relief because now it is all over. But with the anticipation that comes with Christmas, because it is a season, it is not just a day. With that anticipation, sometimes the climax, the end of that, it can leave us feeling, well, sort of empty. And so the day after Christmas, we may ask, you know, what are we left with? What happens now? I mean, I remember as a kid loving all of the toys and the presents that came with Christmas, you know, the newness of it. It seemed to last for a few days, at least the days while I was out of school. But then there's that inevitable realization, you know, that everything was over. And as a kid, it's kind of sad. And not just because Christmas Day has come and gone, but, you know, through that whole month of December and now, nowadays, maybe even before Thanksgiving, those rituals and those routines that have sort of eased into our lives, it is hard to get them out. As though as once Christmas is over, we have to figure out how do we get back to normal? How do we relive our lives? Sometimes it can be that way with our relationship with God. In all of this Christmas chaos, all of this celebration, all the calories we have ingested, how have we seen God appear before us? Was there some kind of transformational event that we experienced this Christmas? Some new way that we were able to live into the birth of Christ, Christ coming into our world and into our lives? Was it a feeling so profound and so incredible that we simply did not wish it to end? Some of us may say no. Perhaps this was just another Christmas. Perhaps there wasn't anything really special that happened. Perhaps it was more work than it was enjoyment. Perhaps we are glad that the day is over with. Perhaps our incredible moment or moments with God have nothing to do with Christmas. When Ebenezer Scrooge wakes up from his journey with the spirits, he has no idea it's Christmas Day. He doesn't know how long he's been traveling with the spirits, so perhaps for him it has felt like it's been weeks or months or perhaps even longer. But as soon as that journey is over, There's no denying it. Scrooge has changed. But then there's that line that Scrooge gave in that clip when he says to Cratchit that he wants to help him to raise that family. He says, if you will let me, if you'll let me. Just because we change toward the world does not mean that the world is going to accept us, even if it's Christmas. How can a man like Ebenezer Scrooge truly expect people to accept him when he has shunned them and mistreated them for so long? There's this great other version, film of A Christmas Carol. It's an animated version from the 90s starring Tim Curry as the voice of Scrooge. And there's a great scene when he's with the ghost of Christmas Future. They're in the graveyard. Scrooge sees his grave, his name on the tombstone, and he's just fallen to his knees, so sad and in despair. And the ghost just kind of floats him away and leaves Scrooge to his misery. And he's standing there, really kneeling there, saying to himself over and over again, all alone, stranded. See, the point of that part of the story is not that Scrooge has died. We all know that that's inevitable. We know that to be a truth. He now understands what it truly means to be alone. Scrooge has spent almost his entire life shunning people, keeping them away, being afraid and vengeful of the world. But then after this journey with the spirits, after remembering who he really was from his past, going into the present and seeing how these people live, these people who he has shunned and ignored for so long, he finally sees that life is worth living. And it's then that he discovers what it truly means to be dead. Just when he decides he wants to live, he sees what would happen if he truly ended up alone. And so only now, when he cares about himself, does he realize the true horror of what it means to be gone, to be forgotten, to be truly dead. And in that despair, he pleads to the Spirit, to God, maybe to whoever's listening, he pleads for a second chance at life. And so today, this scripture from Lamentations might seem odd for after Christmas. But this is just part of the Jewish people's story with God after they themselves have received a time of despair, a time of brokenness, witnessing the destruction of their city, Jerusalem, at the hands of the Babylonian Empire, including the destruction of their temple, the place where they worship, the place where God is supposed to be present. These expressions of lament that we see in the text is the people describing the pain that they have experienced, the loss, the defeat, the despair, but also the belief that they themselves have caused this destruction, that it's God reacting and punishing them from their actions or maybe even their inactions. While it is easy to cast blame on others and perhaps even on ourselves during times of tragedy, the point here in Lamentations is not to determine whose fault it is, to who these tragedies belong, but to show, particularly in this passage we see today, how it is that we can move on, how we can move forward, even in times of tragedy. And so why does this writer, in the middle of chapter 3, suddenly take a change in tone and give us, the reader, a glimpse of hope? Could the writer be offering something to the people that maybe he or she themselves have experienced in God's presence, trying to remind others that it can be possible for them, maybe the same way that it was possible for Ebenezer Scrooge, the possibility that we can change? One of the reasons that it can be hard to change is that it takes incredible risk and it takes incredible vulnerability to put ourselves out there, to admit that we were wrong, that we made a mistake, that we made a poor choice, that now we see things differently and we want to go in a new direction. But all of that with the hope that people will allow us to change, When Scrooge goes to his nephew Fred's house on Christmas night, the story says that he paces back and forth over and over again before he finally sums up the courage to be able to go into his nephew's home. Now, if you know the story, at the beginning, Fred asks his uncle Ebenezer every single Christmas to come to his house for dinner. Every single year, Scrooge gives him the same response that he gives everybody: humbug. Because that's what Christmas is to Scrooge. That's what it is to spend time with people, to focus on relationships rather than business, to focus on people rather than money. It's all a humbug. Despite all of the joy that Scrooge has now experienced this Christmas day, despite all the money that he gave away and all the good he did, despite all the bright faces and all the smiles he encountered, this is the one time, the most significant time, that he knows it might not happen. This could be the time when he discovers that in spite of all he has learned, all he has gone through, as much as he has changed, it may be too late. And so he finally walks in to his nephew's home and he says, "Fred, I would like to accept your invitation, if you will have me, if you will let me. Will you let me in? Will you let me in?" It can be a frightening thing to take that step out and ask the world to let us change. But that's the miracle of Christmas. The miracle of Christmas is that in the arrival of Jesus Christ, everything in the entire world was changed. And 2,000 years later, we are still celebrating that day, that event, that belief, that hope. Christmas continues when we continue living into that joy that we have experienced, despite whatever may be going in our lives, because we know that for some of us, Christmas is not an easy time to celebrate. But even in the midst of that, the hope and the belief, the faith that Christ has entered our world, even ours, no matter what we may be going through, Christmas continues when we continue to live into Jesus Christ. Now, of course, the Jewish people of this time of Lamentations are not referring to Jesus Christ. They are not writing about him, but they are referring to what Jesus proclaims, that God is with us always to the end of the age. They refer to the hope that we are never abandoned by God or by God's graces, even in the midst of our pain, even in the midst of our mistakes, our failures, our choices. We choose sometimes to turn from God. But the hope and the joy, the miracle of Christmas, is that God never chooses to turn away from us. And this is what we see in this passage of Lamentations. "This I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning." They are new every morning. "Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him." Have we experienced what it is like to receive a second chance? The relief, the happiness, the joy that even though we didn't deserve it, we have been given a gift. That is the gift of Jesus Christ born into this world and into the lives of each and every one of us. Some laughed at Scrooge, the story says, and so some may laugh at us in our change, in our transformation. But like Dickens says, let them laugh. Focus on what is truly important. Look for what brings you joy and then share that joy with others. Very few stories have the main character be as old as Scrooge. Because, of course, the hero is supposed to receive this gift, this revelation, and then live out his remaining years in this transformation, in this new way of living. Now, Scrooge might not have had a whole Scrooge may not have had a whole lot of life left, but in other ways, he certainly did. Because this is a part of Dickens' message in the story. For someone like Scrooge and for someone like us, no matter what, it is never too late. It is never too late. It is never too late to change. It is never too late to see the world in a new way. It is never too late to interact with people. It is never too late to let others into our lives. And it is never too late to ask the question, will you let me in? See, the story of Scrooge is not just about the joy of Christmas. It is not just about social justice. It is not just about redemption and transformation. It is about forgiveness. And it is about grace. And those are things that no one can buy or earn, no matter how rich we are. The whole point of grace is that it is all dependent upon the one who gives it. In this case, the grace that God gives each and every one of us. No matter the season, no matter the failure, no matter the choices, no matter whether we think we deserve it, God is with us in the midst of our triumphs and in the midst of our falls. When we can recognize God in our midst, we can recognize the chance we have to start over and to make a new life for ourselves, to let others into our life, to be let in the lives of others. Because all of this is a part of God's love bringing us together. This is the miracle, the realization, the joy that Ebenezer Scrooge not only receives, but also passes on at the end of the story.
Put some more coal in that fire, and you go straight out and buy a new coal scuttle. Isn't you do that before you dot another I, Bob Cratchit? I don't deserve to be so happy. I can't help it. I just can't help it.
Scrooge was better than his word. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city ever knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough in the good old world. And to Tiny Tim, who lived and got well again, he became a second father.
Uncle Scrooge!
And it was always said that he knew how to keep Christmas well, if any man alive possessed the knowledge. May that be truly said of us, and all of us. And so, as Tiny Tim observed, God bless us, everyone.
How will we keep Christmas? Especially as we are entering into a new year, a year of possibilities, a year of second chances, a year that maybe leads into transformation. How will we keep Christmas in our hearts and in our lives? Once everything goes down, once the radios go back to normal, once everything goes back to normal, what about us? What kind of transformation will we be a part of? Will we allow God to put us into that we will share with others? Will we allow people into our lives? And will we ask the question, will you let me in? And so let us go as God's people with that hope, that peace, that joy, and that love that is not just for Christmas, but every day of the year and of our lives. Let us receive that gift and then give it to each other. Amen.